guys?
We are T-minus little over a week before the blessed day. Where I will either be drunk at 8 a.m. or everything will be fine.
Either or.
Yeah.
Is your TV on?
I just realized that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. We're keeping that in, guys.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the stakes are higher now.
The stakes are a lot higher now. Because, like, me being me, I got really, my self-esteem was really high that day. I was like, I got this. I can do this in my sleep. What the fuck? I'll meet the whole family. Let's meet IRS. Why the fuck not? We're going to meet them all at once. We'll do it all. This will be great. Next morning, I woke up and I was like, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? And everybody else seems to be like, it'll be fine. And I'm over here with my impending sense of doom. Like, I'm either going to fall over on my face or I'm going to say something stupid.
I mean, or I'm going to look like an idiot. I would be way more worried about the one-on-one than I would the group.
Really? Because I'm actually not.
That's what I would be.
Yeah. Though it was funny, I was talking to my brother, and he's like, you're going to go into professional wrestler mode, and you're going to shake everybody's hands. I'm like, shut up! I'm not! He's like, you will. I'm like, I probably will. I probably will. I'd be like, oh my god. Yes. Be like, me? Who, me? What? Other than Wyndham, I'll be like, get over here.
Oh my goodness.
Be like, or either that or I'll be like, remember when I fell when we first we'll laugh about it now.
Oh boy.
Be like, we're laughing because I had a shot of whiskey before this.
it'll be great.
See, that is what everybody is saying, and again, me, impending doom. Guys, I probably need some serious counseling again.
Well, I just hope this is like me when I met Mojo, where I psyched myself out the whole time. I was so freaked out. And then I got there and it was fine.
But like, the difference is I was there to like usher you over. This time I'm ushering myself.
That's true, but I still...
Unless I make a friend in 24 hours, I'm ushering myself.
I still had to handle the moment myself, as will you.
Okay. But, again, I'm ushering myself. So, you know... Yeah, unless I make a friend in the first 24 hours to be like, listen, I have an impending sense of doom, so I'm gonna need your help. Either that or if I run into somebody. You know what? Izzy's going to be there. Maybe I'll have Izzy give me a pep talk. Be like, listen, you know nothing about sex, dating, or men, but I just need you to tell me that I'm great and beautiful and awesome. Because I'm not feeling it right now. And I'm about to go make an ass out of myself.
No,
twice in one day.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I think I will, guys. But yeah, I might have a teenager give me a pep talk. So, you know, this is going to be great, guys. It's going to be great. You know, hot girl problems.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. No. Seriously, I'm like, I'm asking on Twitter. I'm like, is anybody going? Is anybody I know going?
I feel like anybody? A lot of people are not going.
Nobody's going. And I'm I don't know, but I'm like, this is the year y'all decide to save your money and stay home. This is it.
Is it like me where it's a money thing or what is it?
I don't know.
We should put a poll. You know,
guys,
put a poll on the Twitter and ask.
Don't even get me started on this one with it's a money thing because I offered to pay.
I'm not having you pay for my whole trip. That's ridiculous.
I will tell you later my comeback to that. Because I have I have a comeback to that. I do. And guys, you're going to say, Nikki, stop being a bad friend. Listen, I've guilted every single friend I have over this. This is not just her. I've guilted every single person in my life over this.
Over what?
Over, I'm doing this alone.
Oh.
I'm doing this alone. Ha! I'm like, you know what? Next time y'all have like a baby or like a wedding or like a, oh, I have to go meet Mojo Raleigh again. Nope. Go do it yourself. It's easy. Easy as pie. Just go out there.
That's fair.
But you know, here's the thing. You're going to see Mojo Raleigh again, but it's 4 years and a lot of shit. So then you got to like go over there and be like, hi. Yeah. Like, and then I'll just
glare.
Be like,
I'm getting a death glare over
here. And I would be sitting there in the corner going, not so easy, is it?
See, yeah. I honestly, truly, truly, truly think you're going to be fine. I really do. I get that you're scared. I get it. But I think
it's not so much scared that something, it's not that. It's, I don't have any confidence in myself, guys.
But since when? I've seen you.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I've seen you at wrestling events before.
It's an act.
Okay, but do the act.
Oh, put on the show. We're putting on the show.
I mean, it always works. I never knew it was an act till you told me.
It's an act, guys. Also, last time I had to meet, well, Adam Cole, I was drunk. So, There's that. You know, so yeah. And then, you know, I don't ever have to do this shit alone. That's why I need like constant reassurance that I'm not making an ass out of myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I need constant reassurance that I'm special.
But you are.
No. No.
Yes, you are. It's going to be great. You already feel this connection. He likes your tweets, for goodness sakes.
Random tweets, too. Yeah. Not even, like.
Fine.
So. Maybe what I need to do is meet Vinny Marsaglia, even though it's Control Your Narrative. Meet Vinny Marsaglia night one and get it out of the way. You know how they say, like, you know, you just got to do, you know, you got to test drive the car before you buy it. You know, just, we'll start with, like, the guy who looks like Bray and kind of acts like him, but it's not Bray. And then the next morning, it'll be easy peasy.
That's a good point.
Plus, I'm meeting Jay White the night before, too. So,
that's a good point.
You know, Jay White is the night before, but we've already met Jay.
Yeah. That was terrifying.
Girl, I did not know what to expect with that. Mm-mm. And what we got was amazing.
It was.
That changed my outlook on him forever. I'd be like, wow. Just look at him and be like, we had a pandemic and I thought you were a figment of my imagination, but you weren't. It's great. It's seriously, guys, meeting Jay White, that's what you feel like. You just look at him and you're like, how are you real? And then he talks and then you're like, I'm not usually speechless. You know, I'm not, especially with wrestlers. I talk to wrestlers. Mm-hmm. This time, not so much.
It was an experience.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience, which again, I can't share my beautiful experience with my friends because, you know, they have kids and like teaching jobs and shit.
Crappy lives,
which mine's crappy. But again, I'm trying to brighten my ho-hum life with a little bit of excitement. God forbid I do that. Yeah, this one, you better have Friday off next week.
I better what?
You better have Friday off. I'm gonna Your phone's going to be ringing constantly.
It's going to be what time?
Let me look at my meet and greet schedule. I have a schedule, guys. It's, oh, by the way, guys, I added another one. Murder Grandpa Suzuki. That, I'm not even nervous about that. I'm like, shit, that's great. Yeah. Liger, not scared. Redbeard, bring it on. Jay, I'm actually not nervous about Jay.
That's good.
The other ones? Well, Mama might need a Xanax
that day.
Oh, it's April 1st when you're meeting. April Fool's Day.
It is April Fool's Day. That's the other problem with this. Happy birthday month to me. My birthday month is starting. It's April Fool's Day, and this is happening in one day.
So the time difference is what? Like there versus where I'm at.
Let me look. Because, girl, let me tell you. They're 1 hour.
1 hour. Okay. Yes. Really?
1 hour.
This means Dallas now
you, here? Because you and I are now 3 hours.
Well, then Dallas. So Dallas is 1 more hour than you?
Two.
Okay, I'm confused. So it's
so you're 3
from Dallas.
No, 3 from me right now.
I
mean, from
Dallas, am I?
From Dallas, you're 1.
That doesn't make any sense.
They're central, honey. Oh. They're central.
But aren't you like above Dallas? Above Texas? You are.
I am so glad.
Above them one way or the other, aren't you?
We're at the same level, but over.
Really?
You're on the I'm same so level. Glad this conversation is on the podcast.
I'm serious. Are
okay,
you really?
Jen. Okay, you ready? I'm going to do a geography lesson. Okay, over
I'm
here.
I'm Googling a map.
California. Here's right. California. And right. then me, right down here. I'm right here. And then here's Mexico down here. And then there's New Mexico.
Yeah, okay. I feel like.
And then Texas. So we're kind of straight across.
I'm 1 hour different from Texas? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what time are you meeting, Bray?
The ninth circle of hell in the quarter pocket. hold on. I had to pull up when session 2 starts. By the way, guys, next year we're staying at the Rosslyn Hotel because this is just going to make things so much better. I am seeing him at 9 a.m.
10 a.m. my time.
10 a.m. your time.
Okay.
Which I'll be in line at 9 a.m. because I want to get this over with. That way Don't when 1 that. O'clock. Because when 1 o'clock starts, I have to go. To the next. I'm going to play funeral music as I'm walking.
Oh my goodness.
You're like, here I go to my impending doom. Guys, fuck me. Why did I do this? Why do I do these things to myself?
I think it's great. You have something you want to do and you're going to go do it.
I'm going to go do it. But at this point, I'm like, I thought I would have moral support. I need moral support, guys. If you're going to WrestleCon and you're not a fucking axe murdering psychopath.
Preferably if you're a woman.
Preferably if you're a woman who can tell me I look great and special and nice and everything's going to be okay. And you're not like you could be a teenager. I don't care. Help a sister out. Or if you know a woman who can help me. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to go to Izzy's table and be like, hey, listen.
Please don't do that.
You're like 13 and I need you just to tell me I'm great. Because at this point, I feel like I'm going to die.
Well, just
you know what? I'll have LaGreca's wife do it. That's what I'll do. I'll be like, LaGreca, I need to borrow your wife. Like, just for 5 minutes. I just need her to tell me in a motherly voice that everything will be okay.
Why don't you just FaceTime your mom?
Are you fucking kidding me? She'd make it worse. She'd say to put my phone number in his pants.
Oh my God.
Jen, you know my mother.
I know. That's why I said it.
You can no. FaceTime. I will FaceTime you. I'm not FaceTiming my mother. My mother, I told her, I was like, I will text you and let you know I'm okay. And I will share my location with you. But otherwise, we're not talking that day until after everything happens. Okay? We're not talking. No, I don't want to hear from you. I don't want anything. I want you to act like we don't know each other for the first part of that day. And then afterwards, we'll talk all you want. But first part of that day, you and I don't know each other. You don't know me. I don't know you. No, no, no. No, no, no. Guys, if you knew my mother, you would know why.
Your mother's great. If she's not your mother, you know what I mean? Like, she's not
my mother. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, though, if she wasn't my mother, we probably would never talk ever. Yeah. Anyway, guys. But it's true. Sorry, people don't like the truth. Truth hurts. Anyway, guys. There's so much exciting news. And apparently, there's going to be more shit announced. So who knows? I could buy another one between now and then. I don't know who. I don't think Mojo's going.
I doubt it.
I don't think so. But they announced Austin Aries. And I was like, oh, fuck that guy. That's disgusting. Ew. And he looks like a douche in his pictures. That's right, guys. That's right, guys. 5-time world champion and admitted alleged sexual assaulter Austin Aries. Ooh, you want to go see him? I don't.
No thanks.
No thanks. I remember when you liked Austin Aries.
I know.
And then I saw him when we were like sitting outside and I was like, he kind of looks like a scumbag. But I was like, you know, maybe I look like a scumbag too. And then I'm like, oh, he's a scumbag. Got it.
Can we talk about my most pressing matter of the week now?
Yes, please.
Pete and his new name.
I'm not gonna say it.
What in the world?
He looks like
all the names. It looks like I saw this reference like, several times online. It looks like a ripoff of Peaky Blinders.
I was thinking the Newsies.
Well, that too.
He's the Newsies. He's gonna be in a Broadway musical.
Oh God. And I love Peaky Blinders, but they are no
guys. Mm-mm. The second Pete walked out, I was like, oh no.
They are no Shelby family. They're it's horrible. And Butch of all names.
When I hear the name Butch, and this is terrible, but this is just because people say it all the time. I think of like when people say Butch lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my mind goes, which I think that's terrible.
But it's just a terrible, like, of all the names
either that out or, there. You know what other, the other thing I think of is Teen Mom. Tyler's dad on Teen Mom. Mm-hmm. Butch.
And he's my first boss's name was Butch.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's just weird, guys. Like, I hate it.
I
honestly, the second he walked out, I had a flash of us at that progress show. And I'm like, oh no. My best friend's about to go kill someone.
It was horrible.
It's terrible. I hate it. 0 out of 10. 0.
And then his first match, Big E gets his neck broken. It's fabulous.
Okay, granted, it wasn't Pete that did it.
No, but
it was Rich Holland. So,
but he's a
granted, fan. And like it could have killed him, but it didn't.
No, so. Thankfully.
thankfully. Yeah. So, I don't know what to make of this. So how long until Pete's released? Is anybody else thinking it? I thought it. I was thinking it. I know everybody else was thinking it. I was definitely thinking it. It is. It's a total mess. Like, ew. They could have named him something like sexy.
Like
Lestat. Like Lestat. No.
Think of a male stripper name. Like,
yeah. Gavin.
No, that's a good
Gavin. One. That's a trip. That could be a Chippendale's name. Or like Blaze.
What about Slade? That'd be good.
Yes, Slade. Definitely. Or like, there's one name, but it's one of my baby names, so I don't want to give it to Pete then. But it's a nice name. You know, like, why can't we just give them like sexy names? Because like the names they're coming up with now all suck.
They all sound like Vince would come up with.
Vince is like, that's what Gunther the people want. Gunther. Yeah. It's like, no. Okay. No. Like, okay. You want to keep female fans? You need to like make it sexy, mm-hmm. you know, but not like overtly sexy, but you need to make it sexy. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me Google sexy man names.
Sexy man names. I mean, and think about it. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be sexy because Effie, I mean, for gay men, Effie is very sexy. And Effie's not a sexy name. So
200 most attractive hot guy names that women love. Let's see. Abe. I don't know if I agree with that.
Ew.
Ace. No.
No.
Aiden. Aiden would be a good one.
Adam.
Alaric. I like that one.
I can say that. Adam is a sexy name.
Ambrose is on the list.
Oh, I can't do that.
Archer. Avery, no. Bane would have been a good one.
Asher. Ashton. Atticus, which is on my baby name list too. Atticus. Axel.
That's a good one.
Bo. You know, Bo.
That's a good
one. I feel like if you say Bentley, I always go to T-Mom and go, Bentley.
Yeah.
Bentley.
Damien. No, I already have a Damien. Damon. Dane. Dante. Dax.
Hey. That's on my baby name list, too. My kids are just going to be hot, apparently. Yeah.
Let's see.
How about Bronson?
That's a good one.
Bronson. Bridger. Guys, we're so much better at this.
You said to just Google.
Oh, my God. We're, like, so much better at this.
Garrett.
Channing, because Channing Tatum's hot. Come on, guys. This isn't that hard. Corbin's on this list. Ooh. We love that. Dane.
Kellen. That would be a good one. That would
another.
Go.
That's Twilight right there.
Yep.
Kellen Lutz is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that name isn't on there. The name that I thought would be on there for my baby name list is not on there.
How is Seymour sexy? Seymour is on there.
Seymour butts.
That is not sexy. Tanner.
Ew, no. Everett.
Xander. Ooh, Xander's a good one.
Xander. Yes.
Xander with an X.
Xander with an X. Guys, Finn is on this list. We all know why Finn's on this list. God damn.
Tristan. I love the name Tristan. I don't necessarily think it's sexy, but I like the name.
I love how, like, a lot of my baby names were on this list. Other than Draven. Draven was the one I thought, but he can't be Draven, because if I have two boys, I need a Draven.
Reed.
Hudson.
Morgan.
Guys, this is so much easier. Like, how is this so hard? Jace. Jax.
That's a good one.
Jax.
General Hospital.
Jasper. Jasper was hot in Twilight.
Mm-hmm. Logan, that's a pretty easy one.
Yeah. Jude. There's Lennon. No Jude.
Kian. See, look at all these names they could have picked.
Guys, we're coming up with so many names. Like, God, you should hire us. We're doing so well. Laszlo, that's on what we do in the show. Wait, no. Laszlo's close to my heart, though. Sorry, they can't use Laszlo.
Oh, my gosh.
Though, you know, I gotta say, speaking of Laszlo, and this is totally off topic, Laszlo reminds me of somebody. If you catch my drift. Levi. Levi. Lincoln. Lorenzo. He's not Italian. We had Luke Gallows. Ew. Yeah, I mean, I can see it.
I think Lucas is better.
I think Lucas. Mucus.
Luke.
Mucus. Ew. No. Mason.
There you go.
Mateo.
Well, he's not Spanish.
Micah. Uh-huh. Milo. Nathaniel. Noah.
No.
That's the notebook.
That's true.
That's a notebook. Guys, look at all these names.
That sounds too biblical. That's too biblical.
Well, biblical in a lot of ways. Oh, yeah. Oh, honey. Oliver?
Makes me think of Oliver Twist.
Me too. Oh, yeah. My God. Us and our musicals. Rhett. Like Rhett Butler.
Ah.
We do like Gone with the Wind. It's a little racist. True. But we do love Gone with the Wind.
We do love Scarlett.
We do. She's a whole ass moot. I'm sorry, but Scarlett had an impending sense of doom. hold on. Rowan. Can't do that. Hold on, I got more. Sebastian. Yes. Hold on. I'm going. Theo. Tyler. Tyler's not, but I mean, he could be if you're into Tyler.
There's too many Tylers. No.
Oh yeah, Tyler Bate. Ew. Ew. Nasty. I was going to say Wyatt, but we can't do that. Yeah, guys, we could. How many names was that? We need to look porn star names.
Ah,
porn. Yeah, that's you know what? Vince, start looking at porn star names and it'll be great. It'll be great. Or like stripper names.
Okay, like, male stripper. Name.
Porn star list A to Z. I hope it doesn't come with pictures.
Yeah, I'm not Googling that. I'll Google stripper.
I'll look this one. I
want to see a bunch of penises. Thank you.
Yeah. But again, like Vince, you could totally. It's not that hard to come up with these names. Like, we just came up with how many? Like a lot. As long as it sounds sexy.
All right. This is the most popular stripper names.
Okay.
Sean, spelled S-E-A-N.
You know what I think of when I hear that? Yeah. Degrassi.
Yeah. I like Sean.
Captain Craig. Mm.
Carlos. Yeah. Ken. Ryan. Andrew. Diesel. Dallas. Valentino. Troy. Matthew. Seth, Kobe, Aston, Sebastian,
sorry guys,
Bonnie, Jay, Edward, Fernando, Josh, Davis, I like that, Calvin, Martin.
I hope he, I mean,
Jose, Patrick, Ricky, Emilio, Damian, Gabriel, Andre, Michael, Romeo, Angel, Jack, Dominic, Richie, Daniel, Juan, Rico.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. Bruno. We don't talk about Bruno. You know what's funny, though? The porn star list is very similar to the stripper list.
Huh.
Yeah. Guys, think about it. You just have to think, who are hot people and what are they named like? Like Vince. I have never seen a hot man named Butch.
No.
Nor have I seen a hot man named Happy.
Or Gunther.
Or Gunther. I thought Gunther on Friends was gay.
No, he was in love with Rachel.
I know, but I thought he was like, you know, like using it as like a, oh no, I'm in love with Rachel. I'm not gay. You know, guys, come on. It's not that hard to name sexy people sexy names. It's not that hard. Baron needs to just go back to being Baron. Or Corbin. Make him just Corbin. Mm-hmm. Just Corbin. We'll just call him that. And it'll be fine.
He loves calling people by their last names. So just
yeah. Corbin. Just Corbin. That's fine. That's on the sexy list. Baron wasn't. No. Should be. But Finn was. Mm. Yes. Yes. And Adam. Mm. Mm? I approve.
Any of them.
Cody update for the how many weeks are we, 5 weeks, 6 weeks now? How many weeks are we going on? Apparently, Cody is signed, guys. And he was supposed to debut in Jacksonville, like I said. But then Scott Hall died. So then they thought, we probably shouldn't do it.
So what, he's going to debut next week or he's going to debut on Mania?
I think it's going to be Mania. I mean, next week
would
be stupid.
Remember Seth said he's going to hold up Raw, yeah. Hold Raw hostage till he gets a match.
Yeah. Well, I don't
think, it's possible. What are they going to do? Come out and say, all right, you'll have your match, but you don't find out your opponent till you get there. Yeah.
Or what I think is going to happen is Seth is going to be like, I'm holding Raw hostage. And he's going to sit out there the entire show. Hmm. And just sit there at commentary and just commentate the entire show being a dick, which I'm going to tell you right now, I would actually like. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be fucking entertaining. And then at the end of the show, Vince is like, I've had enough of this bullshit. You have a match. Now go. Mm-hmm. And then Ronnie and Charlotte gets booted from the main event. And the main event is Seth Lee Rollins versus Cody Blows. It could happen. Ronnie's hurt. So.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn. She somehow hurt herself. I wonder how. Maybe it's from that lack of training. Someone had to say. Anyway, he's supposedly coming back. Maybe. But then something very strange happened the other day. Very strange. So Paul Heyman posts this picture of the Roman action figure holding up the both of the belts with like a Paul Heyman action figure there, and here's Brock laid out. There was something in that background that a lot of fans saw, and there's a lot of talk now. And it was Jon Moxley's action figure.
It's very interesting.
And nobody's denying anything.
Why? Did someone ask him about it?
I mean, there's been enough talk. Nobody's not, Renee hasn't denied anything. Nobody's denied anything. So I keep it in the back pocket, maybe.
Yep.
Either that or Mox is out of his contract and he's showing up at night two at WrestleMania. And I'll be like, I left for
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. It would be very interesting, guys. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it would definitely shake some shit up if Cody and Mox both jump ship in the same weekend.
Yeah, apparently things between Tony and Cody were not good at all.
And we were right as well. The things between Kenny and the Bucks and Cody were not good. Because now Kenny and the Bucks are liking very snarky posts on Instagram because they won't say what they really feel, but they're going to be snarky about it. So.
Shocker.
Shocker. And Jericho's like, oh yeah, Cody's going to the WWE.
Jericho is too.
I'm like, Jericho, shut the fuck up. Also, where was your wife on January 6th, 2021? Can you answer that question, or do you need your lawyer to answer that for you? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I fucking thought, sir. Take multiple fucking seats. But, guys, the funniest shit, though, is Tony Khan is saying that AEW will not ever run during WrestleMania. But Ring of Honor will!
Oh, good grief.
Good grief is right. Don't worry, guys. If you want your Tony Khan fill over WrestleMania weekend, you got Super Card of Honor with Tony Khan at the helm. No, thank you.
No.
That sounds terrible.
Pass.
Hard pass. But I will say we are getting some growth from the Briscoes. And we are very excited about this growth. Mm-hmm. This is some good growth, guys. This is what are we going to call this? This is what should we call this? Because Jay says some things that were not good. And that was, let's preface that with how many years, that was probably 7 years ago.
Long time ago.
7 or 8 years ago that Jay said that. Well, in the Lord's year of 2022, we have Jay and Mark Briscoe posing with my favorite wrestling manager drag queen, Polo Del Mar. God love them. And you know, Polo want to make everybody know that the Briscoes have been nothing but nice. So good. I think we have growth. I think we can maybe lay the Jay Briscoe as a homophobe thing to rest, because I think he's...
I don't know about that.
Okay, well...
He's trying.
He's trying. And, you know, I think it is very nice that Jay is trying. And you know what, though? The best part is they looked very comfortable.
That's true.
Like, Jay looked very comfortable. It wasn't an uncomfortable smile. It wasn't an awkward smile. Jay and, well, Mark looked like Mark usually does, but Jay looked very comfortable. So, you know what, guys? I think they're trying, which is good. We're getting growth. We're getting
proud.
And also Polo wanted to say as well, because people were like, oh, I see Jay and Mark are just trying to do it to get on AEW. Actually, she has known the Briscoes 4 years and they have been nothing but nice. So I think we're getting some growth here.
You know what I just realized?
What?
I was looking at my pictures from when I met the Briscoes. Where is the actual picture where... We're looking at the camera, because this is one like someone
I don't have your picture because I wasn't there.
I know, but I'm just,
is it on your camera?
I guess I'll have to go back and look on my camera. I guess it is.
I was gonna say, girl, I
never printed that out. I guess
I was in line, so I couldn't. I was in line for a person who's been canceled, so I can't. I couldn't tell you.
I'll just go get my camera, because I haven't used my actual camera in forever, and see if it's
on. I couldn't tell you.
And print
it's out. Probably on there. I think you told the person taking the pictures to take it with the camera because it turned out better.
Oh, okay.
I think so. So I think it's on the camera.
Okay.
I think. At least that's what you said you were going to, you told me you were going to tell them, so.
Oh, okay. It must be on there then.
It must be. I was going to say, because I haven't seen the straight on.
No.
Which means you should come to WrestleCon and take another picture.
I've got to get my camera and look later. That's going to bug me now.
Guys, I'm over here trying to get her. I'm like, you know, if that picture didn't turn out, you could always come to WrestleCon and take another.
Except now I'm like 30 pounds fatter than I was then. Or at least 20.
You're killing me right now.
I am. I'm fat.
You're killing me. I will get you some Skechers leggings that hold in your fat. And we're going to do
Skechers leggings? Really?
Hmm. Yeah. Costco. Yeah, they're like $16.99. I'm wearing them Friday.
I have to go look. I do have.
I'm like, they make my legs look tiny too, but they make my ass look huge, so it's all good.
I have to go look. They have them now.
Probably have them now. They have them online too.
Okay, I'll have to go look.
Yeah, I just bought two more pairs. So yes, they do have them. But yes, guys, we're getting growth from the Briscoes. Cody Rhodes is going to start a new adventure. I'm probably going to either pass out or trip. And
more disgusting tidbit to bring up.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the Tay Conti and Sammy Guevara?
I was going to bring that up, actually. I was trying to pad it with, guys, look at all this good stuff. And then that.
Oh, God. I'm on the camp with the people that are saying they wanted privacy, wanted people to leave him alone, and now they're just acting a
fool. Oh, no, they wanted privacy when his fucking fiance was in the picture. Mm-hmm. Because now we all fucking know the truth. Like,
well, no, she claims the fiance is very nice to them and that she checks on them when they're getting treated like crap online. That's what Tay said. She's the first person to call. Like, someone commented on a picture. I think of just Tay by herself. And they were like, oh, Sammy really upgraded to that Colombian ass or something like that. And she was Brazilian. Like, Brazilian.
Yeah.
And she was like, we're both beautiful. And we both have our own own positive things or something. And she was like, she's a very nice, good person. She's the first person that checked on us when we were getting treated like crap by everybody online.
Okay. So say it was me in this position and me and somebody got together and he had an ex. Oh yeah. In public, I'd be like, she's a sweetheart. She's the greatest. She's wonderful. We get along. We're besties. And then behind her back, I'd be like, fuck that bitch. Fuck her. I won. So you know what? I don't buy it. First of all, do you buy it? I don't buy it.
No, I don't buy it. But that's what she said.
I could say a lot of shit too.
So the photo I'm referring to is, I don't even know whose belt it is. Some title that Sammy has.
It's Sammy's belt.
But who has it now? Somebody else has it now or something.
I don't know. And I don't watch it.
On AEW, Sammy was like, you can have that belt, but you know, I guess the person licked the belt and he was like, now you have both of us in your mouth or something. And then later on, Tay posted the photo of them laying on a hotel bed, both of them naked, with her with the belt wrapped around her to cover her tits. And I'm just like, it's just too much. Like, if you want to post like, a couple-y picture every once in a while, that's fine. But it's like all the fucking time.
It's every day. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people on here who actually like AEW. He's like, I didn't ask to know their sex life. It's like,
if you have a private, like, personal Instagram, post pictures of your boyfriend all you want. But it's like.
But the difference is it's not just pictures. It's like every day there's something they're saying.
Yeah. They're like.
Like quote, every fucking day.
Yeah.
And it's just like, shut up. Nobody fucking cares about you and your boyfriend.
Who's not that hot.
He's not hot. Nobody. Yeah, this is the running joke is Sammy and Tay after everybody please respect our privacy. We're a very private couple. Sammy and Tay also. They make a sexual reference every day on Twitter and then post a picture of them naked in bed.
Well, she said, she commented on somebody, quote tweeted somebody's tweet about, oh, I thought you wanted privacy. And she's like, well, you wouldn't let us have it. So now you're going to get this all the time.
You know what's funny? In the beginning, I didn't give a shit what they did. Because I'm like, I don't watch AEW. I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. Go fuck. I don't care. Now they're just unlikable. So now I have to talk about them because I'm like, you're terrible fucking people. Like, you're terrible people. And
you know when he proposed to her that they were already fucking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, it was too fast.
You know what it was? Guaranteed, he proposed because he knew if he didn't propose to her, she'd start fucking looking. She would be like, we've been together and you haven't proposed. Or she'd be like, okay.
But why not just break up with her?
I don't know. Why do men cheat?
But I mean, that's if you start cheating after you're married, that's one thing. But you literally propose while you're already cheating. Like, what the heck?
Well, and the funny part is, I think the narrative of the whole thing is like, oh no, it didn't happen that way. It's like, we all know it happened that way. Mm-hmm. Like, we know y'all were fucking. Don't lie. We're not stupid. Like, unlike some, like, so, okay, guys, let's just fucking say it. In the history of wrestling, everybody cheats. Mm-hmm. Everybody cheats. And some people are good at hiding it. And some people aren't. And some people get caught when the divorce papers are made public. And some people have long-suffering wives, aka all the old wrestlers with all their wives who are like, we've been married for 40 years, but you know. Mm-hmm. Aka Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash is like, oh yeah, we're still together. It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm sure you were faithful the whole time, sir. Or you have the wives like Rebby who were like, if you cheat on me, your body will be in the backyard. So, or Kim for instance. So again, they were fucking the whole time. Mm-hmm. They've been fucking a long time. And I don't know if it's going to last because.
No. She's already divorced, right? She's divorced.
Yeah. So no, she's not.
Oh, I thought she was.
She was engaged.
Oh, I thought she was actually married.
I don't think so. No.
Oh.
She was engaged. She was engaged.
How old is she? She's older than him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me look.
He's pretty young.
He's really fucking young. I mean, let's see. She's 26, which I thought she was older, but.
Yeah.
And isn't he like 24?
Oh, maybe.
28? He's older?
Oh, what? I thought he was younger than her.
He looks like he's 5. Anyway, I don't think it's going to last. Because after a while, they're in this phase right now where it's like, oh my god, everything's great because we're finally together and everything's hunky-dory. The veneer wears off.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it does.
And no offense to all the women out there who get their men that way. How they got you is how they'll leave you.
Yeah.
So. Or they'll realize that it was purely sexual. And once your looks go, they'll be like, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Anyway, I don't know. But yeah, I don't think they're going to last.
No.
No.
I don't think anybody thinks they're going to last.
No. They're still in that honeymoon phase right now. Where they're like flaunting in everybody's face and everything's great. And then watch. You know, I don't want to wish bad on people's relationships, but I kind of can't wait because the downfall is going to be great. You know, because we love a train wreck. Mm-hmm. We love train wrecks, guys. Ugh. Also, guys, everybody hates Tay Conti because she's faked a pregnancy before. So now they're warning her this year for April Fool's not to fake another pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Watch. Either that or she really is knocked up and that's why he had to leave his long-suffering fiance. Because Tay wants a baby. You know? Shit. Again, guys. As women, we know that the ex-fiance and her, they're not cool. Shit, even in relationships where, like, you just walk away, you're still not cool with the new check. Mm-mm. That's why you have to cut off. You just got to make a clean break. Got to be like, done. Dope. Because once that new chick comes around, shit gets weird. Yeah, they're not cool. They ain't cool. Anyway, guys, hopefully we don't have to see any more of that.
Oh, we will.
Oh, I know, we will, but the train wreck's going to be the best part of it. So, you know, that's how I feel. So, yeah, I think we're going to get Bailey back. I think Bailey's coming back. You know, I'm kind of happy about that. And Asuka might be coming back. And hopefully they could kick Ronnie's ass. Because I hate her so much. Watch, we'll be like, oh, Bailey and Asuka. And then they'll be like, here's Lacey Evans. With her baby.
Gosh. Now I've got sucked down Tay Conti's Twitter.
Yeah, don't look. Don't look. It's going to be bad. Yeah. So anyway, guys, WrestleMania. WrestleMania is coming. Quick. And I don't know how this show's gonna turn out. I really don't. I don't know. It's gonna be my thing with this is, like I mentioned the last time, 31 was a mess on paper, and then when it actually happened, it was really good. Other than Bray losing to The Undertaker because he should have won. But hey, you know, I'm still not bitter about that. Anyway. Yeah. So, I don't know. I just think they are going to have to figure that shit out. They're going to have to figure something out because I think people are just buying tickets because Cody Rhodes.
Probably.
This point.
I mean, on Austin.
And Austin.
Yeah. And AJ and Edge will be good. That's not why they're buying tickets, but that will be good.
That will be good. But otherwise, it's just, if you look at the card right now, it just looks like you could see the same matches on Raw or SmackDown for free.
Yeah. These women's matches are especially.
I think the only thing I'm excited for is Bianca's going to get her belt back. But otherwise, you know, Charlotte and Ronda, I really don't fucking care. Mm-mm. I don't care.
Charlotte needs to take a break and go marry Andrade. And post some really, really good wedding.
You know, we need some wedding content. Not from
good. I don't want to see. Well, we're going to have Carmella and Corey's wedding, but I'm kind of like, eh. It'll probably be like Vegas wedding, like trashy chic. Like, I don't think I'm going to be that into it.
I'm sorry. I feel offended. I'm over here like,
but you know what I mean? Like, I don't picture it being like this big grand, like Andrade and Charlotte. I picture it being this big grand.
Shit, I'm over here like, well, then I'm going to sit down.
So. I like trashy. I do. Yes. But I'm saying, like,
you are so not invited to my trashy Vegas elopement.
First of all, you don't want to have a trashy Vegas elopement.
I kind of do.
Since when?
Because right now, why not?
YOLO!
Okay. Hey, I would do it too. I think it'd be fun. But I'm just saying, as far as
what it, okay, content, but here's my thing. My theory is, like, I want to have a trashy Vegas elopement, but then have the wedding after.
Okay, that's good.
Because then, like, the pressure's not on. Like, this isn't, like, do or die, because it's already been done.
Okay, I see
that. And you can kind of, like, you're not on, like, we have to get married right now.
And I'm not saying every Vegas, to be clarified, I'm not saying every Vegas wedding.
No, you could have a very, you know what? I've known.
We know that at some point Carmela will have some little short white dress on. Barely covers anything.
You know what I could see them doing? I could see them going my route and going, you know what? Let's just, like, fuck it and get married with, like, a few friends in Vegas and take the pressure off the wedding day. Because mm-hmm. it's his second marriage.
Yeah.
So, like, I could see it maybe first that
marriage, though.
I know.
If it's a girl's first marriage, she's not going to be like, oh, it's your second marriage. Let's not do very much. Like, come on.
Girl, if I'm getting married to somebody and they've been married before, I'm going to be like, I'm just happy to be married. Okay. Like, listen, this is great. I never thought this was going to happen. So I kind of gave up hope of me getting married after 30. So yeah, this is great. I thought I would be somebody's, you know, life partner. So this is great. Life, this is wonderful.
Life keeps going. What do you mean? Life just starts at 30.
And then you look and you're like, yeah, I really thought I'd have sperm donor kids. This is awesome. So, yeah. Who knows? Maybe they will. But okay, yes, I do agree, though. Charlotte needs to go get married to Andrade and go on, like, a beautiful honeymoon where we see all of these beautiful photos and, like, yeah.
Yeah. Have a baby.
I mean, maybe she'll come back and then have a baby. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think she should have a baby. If she wants a baby, if she doesn't want a baby, that's fine.
I think she does, though.
She seems like the type to want a baby. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? I always had it backwards. I thought Becky would be the one not to have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has kids. Cute kid, too. I don't know how that happened. I mean, shit. I don't know. But yeah, guys. I think that could happen. But then again, it's like Rhonda can't be on the road all the time because she's got a baby too. But who knows where that kid's at even. I feel bad for the kid. The kid's somewhere. Somewhere in this world. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see, guys. I mean, it could be a thing where Charlotte wins at Mania. Because Charlotte's win at Mania streak is not very good. Charlotte does not win at Mania very often.
Could be then.
So Charlotte could win. And then maybe the SmackDown after Mania, she loses it to a returning Bayley or Asuka. Or.
Oh, God.
Io. She loses it to Io. Huh?
Or Lacey Evans.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
That's disgusting. Don't ever say that again. I was kind of hoping that she would never come back.
Is she coming back? I have no idea.
It seems like she's coming back. Mm. So, who knows? Who knows on that one? But then, I mean, obviously Roman's going to win. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to face Cody Rhodes at Money in the Bank.
Probably.
And then. What was I saying? Obviously, Bianca's going to win.
What about Edge and AJ?
See, this is a hard one because usually in these matches, it's like, you know, a young or somebody who's currently in their prime or younger versus somebody who is on their way out. This situation, they're both kind of on their way out in a way. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of leaning AJ.
Me too.
Kind of, but like that could change. I think after Raw on Monday, I'll have like a better idea. But I'm kind of leaning AJ. And then Seth and Cody. I think Cody's gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
Austin and Kevin. I don't think it's even gonna be really a match.
I think it's gonna turn into one. I think at first it'll be this big argument, and then they'll be like
a 2-minute right, match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like a street fight almost, and then
yeah,
be brought in at some point.
I don't know. Yeah, it's. And then all the other matches, it's like all the other ones I have to always keep looking up because I'm like, no offense to these people. I don't want to be an asshole, but they kind of don't matter. I know Baron and Drew,
mm-hmm.
which they're going to have Drew win, sadly. Baron deserves it more, but okay.
Oh, and then there's Johnny Knoxville and Sammy.
You know Sammy's going to have to put him over.
And then the Mysterios are in something, right?
Mysterios versus Miz and Logan Paul. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't give a shit about.
Poor Miz. Poor Miz. He always gets stuck in this gimmick shit. I feel so bad for him.
I mean, the problem with it is like, this is a good spot for Miz because Logan Paul is okay. As much as everybody hates to admit it, the Miz is one of the most known wrestlers.
I don't hate to admit that. I like the Miz.
Well, I know, but some people hate to admit it. They're like, oh, so it's the Miz. It's the Miz. Well, the Miz is pretty, I mean, especially after Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Miz and Logan Paul will win.
Probably.
I think
maybe they'll win. Maybe that will head the Mysterios to finally break up. I hope so.
I hope so. It should have happened a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Finn Balor versus Damian Priest.
I don't know.
I think Finn will retain.
I hope so.
I think Finn will retain. RK Bro versus the Street Profits. I think the Street Profits will take it.
I don't want him to split up RK
Bro. I think we might get the end of RK Bro.
I know. I don't. I'm not ready. They're having such a good time.
I know. I love Stoner Randy. Stoner Randy's mm-hmm. the best. Boogs and Nakamura versus the Usos. I think the Usos will win.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee, and I think Pat McAfee will go.
Yeah.
He's going to go over. Not only because he is actually a better wrestler than Austin Theory, and I hate people are like, shut up, Nikki. He is. But it's not because of physical wrestling.
Right.
Pat can tell a better story than Austin Theory.
Right.
We already talked. I think Drew will win, obviously. Zelina and Carmella versus Naomi and Sasha Banks versus Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan versus Natalia and Shayna Baszler. I think Naomi and Sasha will win.
Yeah.
I think it's time. They're going to break up Zelina and Carmella. And then I think that's going to lead to Naomi and Sasha versus Rhea and Liv at Money in the Bank.
That'd be good.
Or WrestleMania Backlash. One of the two. We already talked about those. I think that's it for now. We might have another episode before I get to Dallas, guys. So if more matches are added, we'll discuss. But I don't think they're going to add anything else. Probably. Other than Seth.
Yeah.
Other than Seth, I don't think anything will be added.
Hmm.
I think it's kind of like, I think adding something at this point wouldn't wouldn't, it just wouldn't work.
Right.
My Which is weird one. Because the intercontinental title, it's not on the card.
Hmm.
Again, who is the intercontinental?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Ricochet! It's Ricochet! I didn't think for a minute because I was like, oh my god, that's right, because I think of him diddling himself with the belt on.
Ugh.
Ricochet. I don't know. He might have a match. I don't even know who he would wrestle, though. It's not Boogs and Nakamura. They have a match. It's not Baron. Which I think Baron versus Ricochet would be good.
One of
that needs to happen.
Peaky Blinders crew.
It might be Pete. Could be Pete.
Butch.
Pete or Ridge Holland, me or Kofi. No, because Ricochet's a face. Yeah, Pete, Ridge Holland. Sadly, Madcap. Madcap. Yeah. It's Apollo. Apollo's on Raw. Because they were talking about having Almost versus Aziz and Apollo as a 2-on-1. Is it Almost
rumored to have a match?
He is, but nothing's been announced. So
yeah,
we haven't. That's why we're not discussing it.
That will be added.
Because I'm like, It's like, So I don't know, girl. It's something, let me tell you.
It is.
Okay, guys. So totally off topic, but it has to do with the show. I've been talking this whole time with my speakers turned all the way almost down. So I've been hearing Jen's very muffled voice. But I've been answering great.
Oh, wow.
I was like, are my headphones going out? Like you were like this. Yeah, that sounds great. I'm like... on figured it out just now. They were turned almost all the way down. But yeah, I'm over here like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, is something happening here? Like, at first I was like, is it her microphone? I'm like, no, figured it out, it was me. But I did pretty good for hearing. Yeah, and this match is gonna be I did pretty good.
You did.
I had no clue. Tried to. Anyway, guys, I don't know. They said, see, that's the thing is Almost they're saying he's going to have a very special opponent, which people were joking Cody Rhodes. It's not going to be Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
But who could it be at this point?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Don't really care. Like, and okay, people are going to get pissed off, but this is my opinion. Almost is the best worst professional wrestler. Because he's the best because he is, I mean, the fact, you know, Luke Gallows and Braun Strowman, all of them got fired because Almost is taller than them. So he's a spectacle. Mm-hmm. I admit that. But the guy can't cut a promo for shit and he can't wrestle for shit.
Nope.
Like, it's bad, guys. The other day I was like, does he just grunt? Like I don't want to think that. I'm trying to think better of the person, but like, I don't think I've heard him say more than two words.
No.
And he doesn't have a mouthpiece. So then we're like, what do you do?
He does need a mouthpiece.
What is your name, sir? Because is that your name? Is your name Almost? Or is it something else? Like, I think I've only heard him say two words this whole entire time. Because AJ was doing the talking for him. Did right. A really good job. So, I mean, Aziz, I'll give him at least he could talk a little. Mm-hmm. But I miss Raw Underground.
Me too.
Raw Underground's good. But now Shane's gone.
No.
Poor Shane. But now Shane's got a weed company, so like, not right. Poor Shane. So like, yay. So yeah, I think that's that. Is there any other news we need to talk about?
I don't think so.
I think we've covered everything. You might hear from us before I depart for my strange and exciting journey. Exciting. We'll see. If not, if you don't hear from us, you will get the aftermath of the situation. It'll either be really good or really bad.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
We're going to try to have an episode maybe next week. Maybe. If we can pull it off, we'll try. But if not, well, have a good time watching WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's going to be a banger the next week, though.
Oh, yeah. If we don't have another episode before WrestleMania, the next one's going to be... It's going to be a delight to be had. That's, of course, if I don't get murdered. So, you know.
You're not going to get murdered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, guys. Until maybe next week, if not after WrestleMania. Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.